Okay, so today we're going to talk about the interesting history of, as I titled, the inauguration of Psalm 30 into the daily liturgy, or was it inaugurated into the daily liturgy? Most Ashkenazi and Sephardi liturgies today have most of Psalm 30, or all of it, in the daily liturgy, and it seems to be very set there, but it wasn't like that until quite recently, especially for Ashkenazim. So thanks to Keter Shem Tov talking about it and some other research of mine, I was able to find some interesting sources on the practices and how it got there and why it's there. With that, I guess we'll dive right in. So if someone wants to start with reading it and perhaps translating it.
Sure, I got it. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayit LeDavid Harumimcha Adonai Ki Dilitani Velo Simachta Oyevai Li Adonai Elohai Shivati Elecha Vatirpaini Adonai Ha'alita Min She'ol Nafshi Chiyitani Miyor Dibor Zamirul Adonai Chasidav Ve'odu LeZecher Kodsho Ki Rega Be'apo Chaim Birtzono Ba'erev Yalin Bechi Ve'labokir Rina ואני אמרתי בשלבי בעל אמות לעולם, אדוני, ברצונך, העמדת להרי עוז, הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך, אדוני, אקרא, ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת, היודעך עפר, היגיד עמיתך. שמע אדוני וכונני, אדוני היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי. פיתחת סקי ותעזרני שמחה. למען יזמרך הכבוד ולא ידם. אדוני אלוהי לעולם עודך.
If you want, I got the translation, the JPS one.
Sure.
Could I? Okay, so this is the JPS translation. I believe it's the 1917 version, so the English will be a little bit, won't be a precise translation, we'll give us an idea. So, right, started a psalm, a song at the dedication of the house of David. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast raised me up and hast not suffered mine enemies to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou didst heal me. O Lord, thou broughtest up my soul from the nether world. Thou didst keep me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise unto the Lord, O ye his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now I had said in my security, I shall never be moved. Thou hadst established, O Lord, in thy favor, my mountain as a stronghold. Thou didst hide thy face, I was affrighted. Unto thee, O Lord, did I call, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious unto me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou didst turn for me my mourning into dancing. Thou didst loose my sackcloth and gird me with gladness, so that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Le'olam odeka.
Shkach. So any thoughts on, before seeing the sources, on why this might have entered into the liturgy, where it appears, which is before Pesukei Zimra, in Nusach Sfarad and Eidot Mizrach and Sfaradim, it's after Hodu Lashem Kiri Bishma, after that passage from Chronicles, but still before Baruch Shamar, since no one thought that it was appropriate to add it within the technical structure of the Bracha.
So I have two thoughts. One is something that I've seen consistently in the prayer book, which is it starts with the word mizmor, and you're getting into Psuke de Zimra. So simply the lingual connection. Also thematically, it's another psalm, another tehillah. So it just kind of, it connects into it, it flows into it. So that's one thing. But also specifically, some of the lines at the end of this one, Shema Hashem vechaneni, hear me, O Lord, and be gracious unto me. This seems like a very introductory psalm in its nature, saying, God, I'm about to sing to you all these things. Listen to them. I'm going to sing to you. Hear me. Listen to all these beautiful songs that I'm going to sing you. And even those songs, actual Psukei de Zimra, again, is making God, praising God so that God will listen to us when we finally get into the Shema Amidah and all that stuff like that. So it fits on a few levels.
Yeah, so it's very like triumphal, and it's very powerful, and then but it's also making bakashot, and that's kind of what we're about to do for the rest of the tefillah, is mix shevach and bakasha, like praise and request. You know, kind of captures very much the moment that we're about to enter into.
Yeah, and it's also interesting how it's in the first person, it's very personal, but it's also talking about Chanukat Abayi, which is a communal place of prayer. So it's interesting how it's kind of the apex of both of them. So the next verse that I brought, and I guess I'll read since I guess that's where we are, is from Midrash Tehillim, which is kind of around the time of the late Amoraim work, Midrashic work. And it doesn't really talk about the place in the liturgy as much, but it's probably one of the best known interpretations of how it got the title of Shir Chanukat Abayi LeDavid, and kind of sets one of the earlier rabbinic interpretations of the psalm. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'sha'asha zaken yoshev v'doresh, v'omer kach amar ploni, siftotav dovavot bekever v'ruch hashot, sh'ne'amar v'chikech k'yen hatov v'gomer, dovev zite yosheni. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the time that an elder sits and teaches in the Beit Midrash, and says, thus said a certain person, presumably someone who has passed away, that person's lips are moving and rustling in the grave, as it says in the Song of Songs, and your lips are like a good wine, and moving the lips of the old ones, or the ancient ones. Mahu dovev sifte yishenim. So shiftotehem dovevot bakever kikomer shalanavim. That their what does this mean? That their lips are moving back and forth like a bath of grapes that are they're fermenting. L'chach yiran nu amishkavotam. And thus we link it to Psalm 149, where the pious ones are praising God from the grave. Kach amar David, agur bo lech olamim. And thus said David in yet another psalm, in Psalm 61, I will live in your house forever. V'chi lo avada ato shel David shehu chai lo olamim. And is it possible that David thought that he would live forever? Mahu olamim. So what does forever, what does eternity mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, shiyehu amrim mizmarot shelo v'vetei knesiyot v'vetei midrashot. Rabbi Yehuda said that they should be saying they will be saying David's psalms forever in the houses of in synagogues and houses of study. Amar le Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Af al pisha tamet in shimcha zaz mivuti olamim, ela al kol korban v'korban amrim shiral shimcha mizmar le David. And God answered David's prayer, David's request in this way. That even though you die, your name will not cease from my house forever, because on every sacrifice that will be said, a song will be said, a psalm of David. V'lo od ela ho'il v'atzach hashav to livnot beit hamikdash. And furthermore, you wish to build the temple, as we have in the book of Samuel, where David wanted to build the temple. Af al pi sheshlomo b'incha boneh ato, al shimcha ani kotzevo. And even though Solomon, your son, will build it, I'm going to call it on your name. Shne'amar mizmor shir chanukat abayit ledavid. L'shomo in kativ el ledavid. So I'm going to call it on your name because it's, as it says here in the first verse, a psalm, a song of the dedication of the temple for David. And it doesn't say for Solomon. So I think this is interesting because even though no one really cites this as a reason for it ending up in the liturgy, but this seems like a really literal fulfillment of God's promise if we kind of add the psalm in. And I did see a couple sources that talk about the idea of this, a dedication, you know, right when we're coming into the Beit Knesset to say the psalm. So, you know, symbolic of the connection between the synagogue and the temple.
It's also very redemptive. I don't know, the idea that everyone's concerned with you know, having some kind of memory or imprint or legacy after they die. And, you know, here, you know, right on the heels of this, you know, their lips are moving, even in the grave. You know, it's as though when we say this lovely mizmor, it's as though we're making David say it, kivyachol. That's very nice. You know, sort of if you work on something really hard and meaningful, then it might impact people after you're gone.
Yeah, that's true. Really beautiful idea and really beautiful interpretation. The next source is from the Burahan, which is an early medieval Sephardi commentary on the liturgy. Very important and beautiful work.
Frequently quoted in Keter Shanto.
Yes, that too. And he does quote it. And I believe that this is the first place where this psalm is mentioned as having any place in the liturgy. So, Ray, if you want to take it.
Sure. V'chol shemonat yemei Chanukah omer la'achar ha'tevila bimkom tevila le'David mizmor shir Chanukah tabayit le'David. So, each of the days, the 8 days of Chanukah, after the tevila, instead of saying tevila le'David, we should instead say mizmor shir Chanukah tabayit le'David, our mizmor. Shegam kein korin b'chanukat hamishkan kol yemei chanukah kamo she'amarnu. Because also when we talked about the dedication of the Holy Tabernacle, it says kol yemei chanukah, all the days of its dedication, just like the days of the dedication that are referred to in the Psalm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. U'b'shabbat she'b'chanukah omer mizmor zeh Achar Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. So on the Shabbat of Chanukah, you're supposed to say this psalm after Yoshev B'Seter Elyon. Ve'im hu Rosh Chodesh v'Chanukah, korin techila barchi nafshi et Adonai. So if it happens that Rosh Hashanah, as it frequently does, follow...
Rosh Chodesh.
thank you. As it frequently doesn't when it's Rosh Hashanah. if Rosh Chodesh, thank you, and Chanukah coincide, as they frequently do, then you should begin with saying Barchi Nafshi and then Mizmor LeDavid. V'achar kach Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayit LeDavid, as he indeed says b'feirush. De Tadir V'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem Kamo She'amarnu, because we have a pre-existing principle that when faced with needing to say two things at the same time, one of which is more common than the other, then the more common thing comes first.
So one interesting thing I noticed, and I haven't seen this in any current liturgies, is that he says on Shabbat of Chanukah to say it after Yoshev V'Sitro Yon, which would theoretically be within the brachot of, within the bounds of Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach. Mm. So that's one interesting note.
Wow.
But as you noticed in Abu Draham, he only says to say it on Chanukah. He has no conception of saying it at any other time of the year. So it's a special psalm for Chanukah at that point. Joel, you want to take the tour?
Sure. Tour Kuf Lamed Gimel. So in the tour, 133.
This is presumably Or HaChaim?
Yes.
Okay.
Tour Or HaChaim. V'Sfarad nohagin bechol yom achar kadish lamar mizmor hate Hashem oznecha neni v'kadish achara v'achar kach aleinu l'shabeach. I'll translate up to there. And in the Sephardic lands, or in Spain, the custom is every day after the kadish, they say the psalm, which starts mizmor hate Hashem oznecha neni.
Which is the same as Tevila David.
Oh, okay. And after that, you say kadish again, and after that, you do aleinu l'shabeach. ובכל זמן וזמן משנין המזמור לפי עניינו, כגון ברכי נפשי בראש חודש, וכאיל תערוג על אפיקי מים בחולו של מועד, ומזמור שיר חנוכת הבית בחנוכה, ובפורם למנצח על עילת השחר, ומנהג טוב הוא. And the every single time you change the psalm, the mizmor, according to the special festivity, the special moment on the calendar. For example, on Rosh Chodesh, you do the paragraph Barchi Nafshi, and on Chol Moed, you say this. This is the one thing, right?
Yeah, it's Psalm 42.
Psalm 42, and Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit. You say that on Chanukah, and in Purim, you say the paragraph Lam Natseach Alilat HaShachar, and he says Minhag Tofu. This is a good Minhag. I don't know how important that is, but it's the language he does there, uses there.
Again, he's definitely endorsing it, at least for Chanukah. As far as I could tell, I didn't do much more research into this, but he doesn't seem to say anything about a psalm for the day of the week.
That's right.
Which is interesting.
Which is what I thought he was going with when he said Mishanin.
In what capacity, what does Kuflam and Gimel deal with?
End of the service, Aleinu, and like the Ashrayan.
Okay, so you, theoretically that would be a good place to mention the daily psalm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he, so at least for the Torah, the idea of a psalm for special occasion predates the idea of a daily psalm that changes according to the day of the week. So we're going to jump way ahead historically, because I believe that this is the next, the generally next source that I was able to find.
Oh, by the way, since we're turning off this page, I just love that you included that the first pasuk is skipped when it's not... actually Hanukkah.
Well, it's going to become... we're still on this page, actually.
Okay.
But I figured that will be relevant as we get to some of the other
Should sources. We just read that line really quick, the footnote?
Sure.
Yeah. Bekama min hagim, kashenira min hamekorot lahalan, lo omrim pasuk aleph batvila, o omrim oto rach bishmonat yamei Hanukkah. So according to some customs... as it would appear from the sources above, that we don't say the first pasuk in the prayer, or we only say it on the 8 days of Hanukkah itself.
And that, again, will become apparent through some of the other sources. So I guess we're up to me. This is, we're now in, yeah, probably the turn of the 19th century. Maase Rav is a work by the students of the Gaon of Vilna, Rabbi Eliyahu. It's one of the two works that are supposed to be most precisely capturing his Minhagim and his Piskei Halacha, the other one being his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And it was written by Rabbi Sadia, one of his students. And it's supposed to codify his personal practices, so not necessarily the ones that were his Pisei Halacha, but the one that he personally followed. So he writes in Maase Rav Klal Chafav, or at least his student writes, I should say, General Principle 26. Hashatz matchia mi baruch shamar, ve'ein omarim mishvor shir chanukat habayit, ve'lo sha'ar pesukim batzibor kodem tefilah. So he's very legislative here, that the prayer leader begins from Baruch Shamar, and he does not say Mizmor Shir Chanukah LeDavid. He does not say Psalm 30, which shows that it was at least a custom that was starting to crop up by that point. And V'lo Shar Pesukim Basibor Kodem Tefilah. So presumably he means that... any verses from Psukei Zimra or Korbanot, I mean, Birkat HaShachar, the, you know, the 15 blessings, are not said publicly. V'lo achar tefila, and nothing after after Aleinu, I guess, except for Shir Shayam, which presumably, again, is the psalm for the day of the week, which changes daily. So the Gaon of Vilna seems that... there must have been a growing movement, at least at that point, towards including the psalm that he felt like he had to stem because it was an inappropriate addition to the Matbea, even if it was before Baruch Shamar, even if it was not adding to what's within the bounds of the standard Psukei Zimra. So we're now fast-forwarding again. We're going to have a couple sources, two sources from the turn of the 20th century. Ashkenazi and one Sfaradi. So, Rafe, if you want to take
the classic role reversal.
Yes.
I will read the Aruch HaShulchan and Joel can read the Kaf HaChaim. So, Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaChaim, Nun, Sikotan, Dalet. V'tam Amirat Pesukim Elu. Here's the reason for saying these Pesukim. Demizmor Shir Chanukat. Amaro Shlomo b'sha'ashe ichnis ha'aron levet kodesh ha'kodeshim. So this Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit was said by Solomon right at the moment when he took the holy ark into the Holy of Holies. V'lo na'aneh Ad shehizkir zechut David kedita b'Shabbat. So he was not answered until he had brought up the merit of David by saying mizmor le David at the beginning, as we saw on Shabbat Lamed Aleph. Ulefi she kol pesukei dezimra heim pesukei David Hamelech lefichach hekdimu mukdam mizmor shir zeh. Shabo niglatzi kato. So, because all the Pesukei de Zimra are composed by David the king, because of this, they said it early. They took this particular mizmor, since through it David's righteousness was revealed. V'lachein lo hichnisu b'toch Pesukei de Zimra. That's why they didn't include it in Pesukei de Zimra, and he has a very important, in parentheses, nireli, or so it seems to me. So he's not sure, but that provides a plausible explanation, meaning that he's kind of echoing the source that you brought at the beginning, source 2, because... was it source 2?
Yes.
Yeah, source 2, because it's saying that David intended to make the holy temple, and that intent is seen as, if you're historians always wonder about what's the beginning of something, this is clearly imagining that the beginning of the Mikdash is not actually the laying of the first stone or the collecting of the budget that would allow you to lay the first stone. It's the first time that a monarch in Israel said this is something that needs to be done, and so he gets credit for that, and they kind of honor him by mentioning him first.
So Aruch HaShulchan is writing from, you know, more Eastern Europe, a context where this was, I guess, standardly adopted already, because he's assuming that it is, that Psalm 30 is recited in the liturgy and giving an explanation why. And it, interestingly, never really, in terms of Minhag Ashkenaz itself, in terms of actual German Minhag, it never really entered the liturgy. I imagine if you go to KAJ in Washington Heights, they do not say it, I imagine. I haven't confirmed that. But so, again, he's writing a context where it is being said, and he has to explain how it got there. So now we'll go a little east to Baghdad, and Joel, if you want to take the Kaf HaChaim. And there's a lot of Rosh Hashanah vote, so I haven't looked up, so just let me know if you...
All right. Yeah, I can already say I will need some assistance.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think I know the first one. Ve'achar kach, I don't know what it's after. Yomar mizmar aromim chai Hashem kidili tani ad sofo. And after... what is he saying after?
Narrating the morning service.
Yeah, this is after the Hodu, and they have the same standard... versus just before Baruch Shem.
So after that, you say that the psalm, including Mizmor Amunchai, Kidili Tani, until the end of that. So you start from Amunchai.
Which is, by the way, verse 2.
Yeah. So we skip out the first verse, which you mentioned is important later. Ki kulo medaber be'inyan asara harogi.
Asara harige melucha.
Harige, okay. Because all of them are speaking about the matter of the 10...
the 10 martyrs?
So, yeah, this is the... I assume this is talking about the 10 martyrs, but I tried to look...
the 10 rabbis from the Gemara.
Yeah. So you want to just finish that sentence?
Kemashagatav be-Shaar HaKavanot Sham. Like was written about in the work, Shaar HaKavanot, the Gate of Intention.
So we saw that there in an earlier shiur this year. And I tried to look in Shaar HaKavanot. I tried to look even in an explanation of Shaar HaKavanot. And we'll talk about some of the stuff that he's going to bring next, but I couldn't find any reference to Asara Harige Malchut. But I believe he's going to talk about in a second that there's 10, and you can flip back and look, that there's 10 mentions of God's name. Actually, has to twist a little. There's 9 mentions of the four-letter name and one where it says Adonai, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And if you include all those together, there's 10 mentions. But I couldn't find an explicit mention of Asara Harige Malchut, except right here.
And this is this Vechen Katav?
Yes, Vechen Katav.
Mikol Makom?
This is the Mishnat Chasidim by...
Oh, there's a Chet.
Emmanuel Chai Riki, who lived in Italy and Israel from 1688 to 1743.
Vechen Katav Mishnat Chasidim Sham, Ot Aleph. Is that Shatz?
That's the Shalmet Sibur.
De. Maybe just help me out with those next.
Yeah.
Dav Samach
Hei. Dav Samach Hei. Amud Gimel on the third column, yeah, in that place. And this work there, Vekatav, V'pri Eitz Chaim, Sham, Perk Bet, Ki Mizmor Amichai, Yesh Bo Tetva Psukim, V'Tzarich...
Nirei Li Shetzarich Lomar Yod Bet.
Tibot.
Meaning he says there are 15...
But they're really... Kappa Chaim thinks there's really 12.
Oh, okay, in the parentheses there. Okay, so up till there, so he's on the Priyat HaChaim there, and Perek Bet, Mizmor HaMichai, there are in it 15 verses, and he thinks that there's really 12. And Vetzarich, what did you say, Vetzarich?
That's Tzadi Aleph.
Vetzadi Aleph. Vetzadi Aleph Tebot, 91 letters.
91 words.
91 words. Gimel Havia, Shalosh, three times you have the name of God. Adonai, Ve Asar Havayot, and 10 of the name of God. Ve Hakavana, Lechaber. What's that word?
That one I couldn't find. I think it.
So he's going through like all the different names of God, and he says, Lechaber, to connect what this word is. Lechaber Yudhe. Adkan Lashana. So is this a Kabbalistic type thing here?
Yeah, this is a Kabbalistic.
Which is the Kappa Chaim is known for.
Yeah, exactly. He's counting the number of, he finds three, I couldn't find how he found 10 of the Yod Heh Vav Heh. I only found 9. I counted a couple times, and I only found 1 spelled Adonai with an Aleph.
But he's finding, based on the number of it, he's finding significance. Or that work found the significance, and now back to the Kaf HaChaim. Lefize gam bechanukah tzarich lehatchil aromimuchai kmo b'sha'ar ahayamim velo yomar pasuk aleph. Oh, yeah, mizmor shir chanukat v'chule. And according to this, also on Hanukkah, we need to begin with the line, not at line 1, but we need to begin at line 2, which is Ar Michai Kmo, like the rest of the days of the week. And we don't say the Pasuk, the first Pasuk, which says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit, etc., etc. Kemashe Katav Be Sidurim, Shelo Le'arbev Hakavana, Shehiyu Nusafim Al Tzadi Aleph Tebot. Like we've written in, so which is like it is written in the Sirdurim, so that we shouldn't mix up the intentions or the meaning behind all of it, because then we're going to be adding on the 91 words.
Okay, so I figured out how it works. He's counting as his 3, I believe, the 2 instances of Hello Hi, because if you have it in Pasuk Gimel and then again in Pasuk Yod Gimel. 2 Elohais, and then you have Adonai. Where did that go? That's the one that Gabe found. Elecha Adonai Krav Adonai with Aleph Echanan. So Pesukim Gimel Tate and Yod Gimel. That's how you get the 3.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So, first of all, there's, as we've seen in a number of other places, in Ben Shefter's Shior, that there's a lot of Kabbalistic significance to letters and words here. First of all, with the counting of God's name. And then the other thing, as we saw in the note that I wrote, the Kaf HaChaim rules that we should not add the first verse even on Hanukkah, because there's some very special Kabbalistic significance to 91 words, and it would mess up the metaphysical reality of saying the psalm if we added to those 91 words.
Right, but he's also fighting against Sidurim that already have the Hava Amina, that's what you would do.
Yeah.
So somebody thinks that you should. And that's all captured in this one. So
yeah.
It's very nice. It's like a source for both sides.
And that brings us perfectly to the next verse, which is
Siddur.
we're on a geographical tour of the
different Sidurim.
Yeah. So now we're going to Morocco, going a little westward, but still in the Sephardic world. And this is the beautiful Koran Sidur Chachamei, Sidur Koran Avotenu Nusa Chachamei Morocco. And it's a really great work that has a lot of explanations. And all the, I've before I bought this, I didn't know how many different minhagim there is, probably dozens of minhagim within Morocco itself. Every city almost had their own minhag. So these are both different commentaries within that sidur, and we'll see how that sidur interprets it, and then how they deal with the Hanukkah issue. So they're Tam Bat Tefillah, which is the explanation of how it got into the Tefillah, and yet a different explanation here.
Yeah. I was just wondering why it's with Gershaim.
It could be like our Mechaber in the...
Oh, okay.
Like he's having fun with it.
Yeah. Aramimcha Hashem. Kshayu mevi'e habikurim magim ubei amikdash hayu halvi'im ekablim pneihem mizmorze. V'sham hayu mitasfim kahal rab me'od mikablim pneihem v'shir toda l'Hashem yibarach. So he explains it differently. He says that when the people who brought their first fruits arrived at the Beit HaMikdash, the Levites would greet them with a psalm, and there a very large multitude would gather, and they would greet the throngs with songs of praise to the blessed God.
Thanks.
Yes. Afilu Agripas HaMelech notel hasal k'tefo b'nichnas ad sh'megil azara. And even the King Agrippas would take the basket and put it on his shoulder and enter until he arrived at the court of the temple. Hagil azara v'dibaru halvim bashir. He entered the temple court and the Levites would begin singing. Aramimcha Hashem ki diletani v'losi machto evayli. I will exalt God because He has not brought me down, and my enemies have not rejoiced over me. Al kem b'vtichat tefillah amrim mizmor zeh hakosher otanu al olei haregel v'chiyu anu olim mivchina nafshit. And therefore, we say this at the beginning of the prayer service, the psalm, which connects us to those our ancestors who went up on foot to the temple. And similarly, that we should go up in a spiritual high. So very different explanation from the ones we've seen before. Also textually rooted, but I think it shows that, you know, people are kind of projecting backwards. There's no exact moment that is entered at tefillah.
Mm-hmm.
Though some people will actually see in the Keter Shem Tov that some people seem to ascribe it to the Arizal. In some sense, but no exact moment. At least for Sephardim, Ashkenazim, we know it's later.
Hmm.
Okay, and we'll make sure that we get to the Keter Shem Tov. We're almost there. So Em Lamasoret, which is the Sidur Morocco's commentary on more exacting halachic matters. Katav Harav. I assume Tzvi, Rabbi Yaish, Crispin, Sharashet, Tevot, Shalom Ilim, Mizmor Shir, Chanukat Abayit, Hu Simcha. Mizeto Em Lema, Shekatav, Rabbi Yosef, Meshaish, Zatal. I'll translate up until there. So Rabbi Yaish Crispin wrote that the first letters of the words Mizmor Shir, Chanukat Abayit spell out when you mix them around, Simcha, joy. And this is similar to what Rabbi Yosef Meshaish, which we will read in a minute, wrote. She'atam shebishmonat yemei Chanukah, ani mosifin ha-pasuk mizmor shir Chanukah v'ayit l'David hu, mishum demuzkaret bo milat Chanukah, v'hu pirsumei nisa. V'ayen she'arich la'avi bazet kol ha-deyot ra'eo tamim b'am l'masoret 101, so later in the Sidur. So Rabbi Yosef Meshaish, who we'll see inside in a second, wrote that we add it because it says the word Hanukkah in it, even though it was written before the Hanukkah story, but it's Pirsume Nisa, it's publicizing the miracle of Hanukkah to say that line on Hanukkah. V'od dehare p'tichat ha-mizmor mazkir lanu Hanukkah ben ha-mikdash. And furthermore, that the first line, the opening of the psalm, reminds us about the inauguration of the temple. And as we had alluded in Aruch HaShulchan, Eben Ezra said that David commanded that they should the singers should sing the psalm when the temple was actually inaugurated. the first temple. Ve'yesh omrim shesho ruo to b'chanukat ha'bayit ha'sheni o ha'shlishi. And some people say that it was said at the inauguration of the second temple, or in the future in the third temple. Ve'yotze d'ma she'anu mosifim v'mei chanukat ha'pasuk mizmor shir chanukat ha'bayit ha'david. And from this we see that we are adding this line during the 8 days of Hanukkah, the first line, is in order to add to our joy on these days. And the fact that we still go back at the end and repeat the psalm at the end of the prayer service is because that's the actual place of it, as the psalm for Hanukkah and as the psalm of the day, and it's alluded to in Masechet Sofrim. So,
what's going on, Nassim? I'm sorry that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So he seems to rule very much in favor of adding that line on Hanukkah. So next, I was very curious about the Shu'at Mayim Chayim, and I went far and wide to get it so we could read it inside. And just very quickly, some notes on who he was. Rabbi Yosef Mashayesh lived from 1892 to 1974. He was born in Morocco. He was a rabbi in Algeria briefly, and then made Aliyah. And he was very much a Zionist. He wrote a number of works of halacha. He dealt with a lot of contemporary halachic topics, including electricity. And he actually was open to the idea of using a telephone on Yom Tov. And he was a one-on rabbi in Haifa. So...
Yeah, I'll have to... we have to insert the classic debate about the pronunciation of his name, because at least thus far I'm open to being convinced that thus far I'm on the Masas side of things.
That's what I've heard before.
Yeah, but I may be biased by Dr. Shapiro, who is of that leaning himself. So we can talk about it offline. So this is from the Shu'at Mayim Chayim of Yosef Masas, or Mashash, fill it in. Chelek Bet Simon Ayin Gimel. So, volume 2, Siman 73. The question is, Dilug Pasuk Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the skipping of the first verse of this psalm. Od Sha'al Kavodo, Madua Tiknula Dagleg Pasuk Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Beseder Atavila, Marchilin Rak Arumimcha. So, Your Honor, whoever's asking him these questions, also asked, why did they establish a rule that you would skip the first verse of the psalm in the order of the prayer and begin only at Arumimcha, which is verse 2? Teshuvah, here's the answer. Hatam hapashut hanira, the simple reason, it would seem, Shehinichu pasuk ze lehitgadel bo shemonat yemei Chanukah. They set aside this pasuk so that the 8 days of Hanukkah could be made great through it, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, because it publicizes the miracle of Hanukkah. Omnam ra'iti b'sefer sidur tefila hanikra b'shem chukat olam defus Yerushalayim tibonev
tikonen
b'mehera b'yameinu. Okay, however, I saw in a sidur tefila which was called chukat olam, published in Yerushalayim, may it be rebuilt and reestablished speedily and in our days, Amen. Shanat Tarsad Leper Katan, so in the year of 1904, is that right? 1904, of the small reckoning. Katav Kodam Mizmor Ze Vazelashono. Here's what this Sidor says right before this Mizmor. Quote, Gam b'Chanukah yadchil arumimcha. Also on Chanukah, you should begin with the second verse. V'lo yomar pasuk mizmor shir Chanukah. You shouldn't say the first verse. And it quotes as the source, Shalmei Tzibor daf samech hei amud gimel ad kan l'shono. So it quotes the Shalmei Tzibor, which is a work I'm not familiar with.
It's by Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov ben Yom Tov Algazi, who lived from 1757 to 1680 in Jerusalem and Izmir.
All right. On page 65, column 3, end quote. The Sefer Shatz, which is the one we were just talking about, Shalmei Tzibor, Eino Matsui Atzli. I don't have a copy of it. Ladata Moshel Davar, to be able to look up why he... it's in a pre-internet age, you have to write some things that you don't know in Teshuva, poor guy. Ubederech Efshar Aniomer, Ki Me'aromimcha Al Seder Adsof Hamizmor, Yesh Tzadi Bet Tevot. But it's possible for me to say the following. From Aromimcha until the end of the psalm, there's 92 words. V'tevot min she'ol, choshevim otam teva achat. Ah. So the min she'ol nafshi, which does it have a makef?
I believe it does.
That would be interesting to check. Yes, min she'ol nafshi does have a makef. So that counts, because up here in the Kaf HaChaim, he said, how many did he say? Tzadi Aleph. So it has 92, and then he says you plug min she'ol together because they're hyphenated, and then choshevim otam teva achat mi she'ol. You treat it as though it says mi she'ol. Ki nichtevu b'sidor tefila hanizkar b'makef. Oh, he even says specifically, in that sidor, it's written with a makef. Dechukim usmuchim. They are, what's dechuk? They're pushed together and made adjacent to one another. V'im kein nisharu rak tzadi aleph tevot k'mispar havaya va'adonut. So that adds up together to number of the divine name in the Tetragrammaton and the...
Oh, that makes sense. 26 plus...
well, except I don't know what to do with the Tav there. That gets you way off.
Yeah, I think it's just Adonai. I think it's Adonut.
Oh, okay. So if we add Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with Adonai, it's still... So 26 for Yud-Kei Vav-Kei...
Plus 61.
67.
11. 61. 67.
67 and 26.
But
that doesn't add up to 90. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to do
other We're going to have to figure it out offline. Kia Sefer Malei Kavanot, because the book is full of these Kabbalistic intentions. V'gamzo v'adai bichlal. And this is also included. What do you suppose he means by that?
This is among the... Because he doesn't have the book. Saying, he doesn't have the book Shalmei Tzibor, right. So he's assuming...
So it's full of Kabbalistic Kavanot, and of course this is probably one of them. That's why probably they said to take it out. We see indeed that's what the Kaf HaYim says b'feirush. Ki avata kavanot gavra bahem levilti lachush ledilug pesukim v'tevot kayadua. My favorite sentence in this teshuva. Wow. Because by love of, or the love of the kavanot has conquered them to such an extent that they do not suspect what might happen if they were to skip a verse or a word, as is well known. That's lovely.
Okay, so now we get to our climax with the Keter Shem Tov. So we'll definitely read the top, and the first paragraph below is mostly we'll read parts of the commentary that are not what we've already read. So Joel, you want to take
sure.
The
Keter Shem Tov Amud Lamed Dalet to Lamed Vav Heera Nun Zayin. Minhag hasfaradim lomar mizmor shir chanukat achar mizmor el nakamot. Vechen nohagim ha-ashkanazim. Rak hasfaradim mashmitim ha-pasuk harishon shebim mizmor zeh. The minhag of the hasfaradim is to say mizmor shir chanukat abayit after they said the psalm starting mizmor el nakamot. And this is also the custom of the Ashkenazim. Only the Sfaradim erase or remove the verse, the first verse, which is in this this psalm, in this mizmor. Umatchilin me'aromim chai Hashem kidilitani ubechanukah matchilin me'rosh hamizmor Kenahug, and the Sfardim remove it usually, and they begin from the second line, Ramachai Hashem Dilitani, but in Chanukah they do begin from the beginning of the psalm, as is the custom. So one time a year the Sfardim do begin and do the entire thing on Chanukah. Otherwise, they skip that first line, and then presumably the Ashkenazim here do not remove it, and they're always saying the full version from Mizmor Shir Chanukah to Bayit.
Yes, and that's at least the custom of the Western Sfardim. It's in the Spanish and Portuguese prayer book of New York, and it's in the Sidur Morocco as well. But as we see, it's not the custom of all the Eastern Sfardim. So we'll read parts of his commentary. Hamizmor Hazeh lo nimtza v'shum sidur kadmon. This psalm is not in any early sidur. V'gam hatur v'ashulchan aruch lo hizkiruhu. And even the tour on the Shulchan Aruch don't mention it. The tour only mentions it, as we read above, to say it on Chanukah. V'emet she'in shum shayachut lomra v'chol yom. And he's very... doesn't hide anything. And he says, I don't see any reason to say it every day, aside from these midrashic reasons we saw in the other commentaries. And he's referring here to the Maaseh Rav. He attributes it directly to the Gra, but it's attributed to the Gra that we don't say this psalm and no other psukim, no other verses in publicly, either before or after the prayers, other than the psalm of the day.
You see how he snuck that in there? Was that actually in Maaseh Rav? No, Rak Shir Shel Yom. Okay.
Ve'arav panim me'irot b'chelk av katav she'en lo amro b'chtei shelo la'atriach al tzibor yoter midai ayan sham. And the Rav panim me'irot, I'm not sure who he is, wrote that we should not say it we should not say it at all because it adds trouble to the congregation. Uldal ba'al higyon lev sh'nagu lo amro mimei Rabbi Yitzchak Gloria Azal api katav avayan adkan. And the Baal Higyon Lev attributes it to the days of Rabbi Isaac Luria. V'anilo matzati ke'it efo katav ha'ariza. So I guess I wasn't alone in not being able to find it in the arid that we say at this point in the liturgy. She'nit she'en da'ati notem mehasha'araza. Bibasidari...
I think it's Ki
Besidore. Ki Besidore, Amsterdam. Ha Kadmonim, Uskar, Hamizmor, Hazel, Omro, Rako, Ashmit, Ha Pasuk, Harishon, Kemosha Katapti, Mepnesha, Ein, Lo Shayachu, Kule Alma, Lo Omro, Becholyom. So I don't agree with this reckoning that came from Isaac Luria, because it's in the Sidurim of Amsterdam, which generally don't take things from Isaac Luria. And it's in these early Amsterdam Sidurim, and it just has the note to skip the first verse because it's not relevant to the place in the liturgy. V'rak b'chanukah amrimata, and we only say it on Chanukah. V'od ki b'London v'Amsterdam, and he's very adamant that in London and Amsterdam they don't follow any practices of the Ari. Vraiti besidur otzara tvilot daf meushmanim shamatikun tvila. And I saw in the sidur otzara tvilot, which I actually looked up, it's an early 20th century work. I don't know when this was written. And in the Eastern Sephardi, assuming, and the Yemenite liturgy, it doesn't appear except on Shabbat.
Wow.
And yeah, he's about to go on a rant.
Yeah.
and he can't find any mention of it before 140 years.
So that's 140 years before this was.
Yeah, this was written in, I believe, the 1930s, okay. Based on what I could find.
So wow, it's like late 18th century.
Yeah. But the now the Keter Shem Tov is going to say, "Vezeh yislach harav haniskar." I'm going to ask this rabbi to forgive me, ki shagah bazeh, because he made a mistake. Aleph ki besidrei Sfaradim nimtza b'im v'chol b'im v'shavat. First of all, I'm Sfaradi, and then the Sfaradi Sidurim is found on weekdays and on Shabbat. Bet. When he wrote that it only predates him by 140 years, he also was a little off in his calculation.
So Gemel Herpav.
I think it's above.
Okay, so what is that? 54:21.
That's, that would be
1761, or yeah,
1761. Al yedei amad pis atias azot amerit mizeh shnei meot v'shivim ve'achat shana shema shetimsa amrim chas Hashem. So he has a sidur from Amsterdam. By the printer Atias from 1761, which has the psalm in there, and you start from verse 2. Begam v'sidur nikra sidur ha-tamid k'minhag carpentras?
Carpentras.
It's
a city in France.
Nidpas be'avignon mizeh me'ah u'shnayim v'shishim shana. And also in this Sidur called Seder HaTamid, written in Carpentrans, which was printed in Avignon 162 years before, you'll also find this psalm.
Wow.
So we'll skip the next paragraph because that's what we wrote. That's what we read in the Abu Draham.
Okay.
So go to paragraph 3.
Minhagas Sefaradim Be'eretz Yisrael, the custom of the Sephardim in the land of Israel. Katuv b'tshuvot, b'tshuvot Vayikra Avraham. So there's a set of teshuvot called Vayikra Avraham. Unfortunately, I'm not familiar with that. Do you know who it is?
No.
Okay, but it's at least on Orach Chaim. Siman Kaf, and the copy is not great. Kaf something. She nohagim b'ir hakodesh tzfat lomar mizmor shir chanukat b'sha'ad hachnachat sefer Torah. So he wrote that there's a custom in the holy city of Tzfat to say Mizmor Shir Hanukkah when they're putting away the Sefer Torah, Kodem Musaf, before Musaf. Ubarchi Nafshi Achar Musaf, and they would say Barchi Nafshi after Musaf, Kamo B'chol Rosh Chodesh, as they would on any Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Omerim B'chol Rosh Chodesh, Beit Yaakov, V'shir Shil Yom, Kodem Musaf. And also on every Rosh Chodesh, they would say the songs, the psalms Beit Yaakov and the Psalm of the Day before Musaf, Achar Ubal Etzion. So basically between Ubal Etzion and Musaf, Kaminhag Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, which is actually the same as the Jerusalem custom. Shehuva B'tshuvat Chesed L'Avraham Al-Kalai, Orach Chaim Siman Kaf Zayin, which is exactly what is brought in the responsum of Chesed L'Avraham of Abraham Al-Kalai, that's Orach Chaim Siman 27. Vayin b'tshuvat Shemo Moshe.
Yep.
Okay. Orach Chaim Siman Yodalet. Mashikatav al divrei hashari haKnesset haGedola b'Siman Ze. Ule'el b'Siman Kuflamid Bet Shehuva b'Be'er Hetev Sham Siif Katan Zayin Linyan Kedimat Mizmor Shir Chanukah L'Shir Shel Yom. And also Ayin Eretz Chaim Daf Meim Hey Amud Bet. So he just gives a bunch of sources in which you can follow up on the question of saying Mirzmor Shir Chanukat before Shir Shil Yom if you'd like to do further research. He tells you where they all are.
John, you grab the last paragraph.
Besef tefilatenu.
As actually the last line.
Oh, shuvashuv. Shuvashuv berosh divrei kish hishartu odot hamizmor hazeh.
Shenichnas. Sorry about the copy.
Oh, it's fine. So again, I'm going to return.
It's to the parasha from a few weeks ago. Mm. In Vayira, he says to Sarah through the Malachim, Shova shuva ilecha kait chayai. Will surely return to you with a state of conception. I'll remember you and you'll have a child.
So it certainly is going to get back to this matter.
Yeah.
Shuvah shuvah rosh divrei, in the beginning of the words, hisharti?
Because I've estimated.
As estimated regarding this psalm. He's saying, like,
I
wasn't
sure.
He's
saying I'm going back to here.
Yeah, I'm going back to what
back
I talked about
top.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like gufa.
Right.
Besefet tefilatenu ve'kilav. Is that a nun or a kaf?
Nil'u ha'acharonim?
Yeah.
Vinilu ha'achronim limtso ta'am hadavar. So in the book of our prayers, what's Nilu?
They've searched, they've kind of scoured to find a reason for this.
So the achronim have really looked to find a reason for this. Ayin sidur Rashbat, dafchet.
It's Rashban.
Rashban. So go look in the sidur of the Rashban on page 8. With Sefer Sidur HaMinagim, and in the book, the Sidur of the Customs, Ubetam Einam. Aravim lechayecha, and the reason is not.
It's not pleasant to the. It's not pleasing to the Lord.
Oh, like Behar Revna. It's not pleasant. Le fioniat.
That's like a nice little stab there.
Yeah.
He says you can see what they say, but they don't have a great answer.
it's a lame reason.
Yeah.
Le fioniat daati she ach nisuhu besifrei hatfilot. And according to my humble opinion, when they brought it in the books, in the prayer books, it was in order that we should say it in Chanukah. It's the only reason we brought it in this year, just to be said on Chanukah. Ve'achronim, ve'achronim, is that a period or just a comma? Ve'achronim, comma. Behemshech hazman, hishvuhu, shehu achar miklal mizmorim haneamrim bechol yom. And the achronim in the throughout time or further on in time, they
gave it the status.
They gave it the status after shehu echad or echad. That is the one from all of the psalms, which is stated like a single status amongst all the psalms. Which
it's
is stated
it's among
day.
The psalms that are said
yeah,
every day.
It gave
among
the same status. As the ones
okay,
that
same
status.
Bekavana.
Yeah.
Bekavana hishmitu haperek harishon hapasuk harishon lehasir me'aleham chalonotam ki ma lechanu.
I think it's
tulunotam ki ma lechanukat habayit bechol yom. And the intent is the reason they removed the first pasuk, the first verse, is to remove from amongst them the tulunotam,
the complaints.
That were for Chanukat HaBayit every day.
Mal Chanukat HaBayit b'chol yom. It's like, why are we saying this every day? Come
so
on.
So the people are making those complaints. That's
right,
why
they
were
so the
first
one. So they took away the first pasuk.
Ki lo timsa bo af remez leChanukat HaBayit chutz me pasuk aleph. And this is in wonderment. This is amazing because we don't find in this even a hint for Chanukat HaBayit except for from the first pasuk.
Right, so just in terms of the topic itself, you know, it's interesting that they're objecting to the one pasuk, but it is funny that as soon as you remove it, it goes back to what we said at the beginning, which is it's all about like a nice redemptive things that we're saying to God, mixing shevach and whatever.
Yeah, it's more of a meditation as opposed, because you can't give any of those explanations if it's the if it's not the mizmor shiyukonu kadabayit.
Right.
Okay.
Or Chazak Baruch, I should say.
Chazak Baruch.